This is Dakota Datebook for February 14th. It was in 1898 when General W.D. Washburn decided to buy 113,000 acres of land in the northern areas of Burley and McLean County. The former senator and wealthy businessman wanted to resell the land to incoming settlers. In the meantime, he hired his friend and fellow businessman, W.B. McCumber, to manage the land and investigate possible coal deposits. In the spring of 1899, Washburn and McCumber set off from the Twin Cities to see how good the land was. On May 10th, they chose the highest hill in the area, a whopping 2,161 feet, to be the epicenter of their settlement. Washburn named it Wilton, after a town in his home state of Maine. On October 18th of the same year, he platted 4 blocks in Burley County and 11 in McLean County. However, he had to trade for part of this land with the Killians, a family of homesteaders who had arrived in 1887. He named 2 of the blocks, Louise and Minnie, after their daughters. Coal was soon confirmed in the area, and Washburn knew he would need a railroad to transport the precious cargo. So he began building a station in 1899. As the town grew, it gained a post office, published the Wilton News, and began construction for a general store and a gigantic 60,000-bushel grain elevator. However, one of the most exciting things to spring out of this new town was a baby boy. Edwin Wilton Owney was born on this date in 1902, making him the first child to be born in the town. R.C. Thompson, the town's young doctor, delivered him in a tar paper shack near the Northern Pacific Depot. Apart from being the first baby in town, the child was also the first baby Dr. Thompson ever delivered. Aside from a brief time in Chicago, the child grew up on his parents' farm until buying his own farm a mile to the north, where he lived out the rest of his days. But while Edwin Wilton Owney may be gone, his name is not. There are now over 150 Owneys living near Wilton, a testament to those early settlers. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.